Man, time flies, man. Time flies by so quickly. It's been 3 years since the launching of The Awakened Soul. CEO Hayes went ahead and he came from the pro wrestling world and he took the bull by the horns and he says, I'm doing something different. And he went ahead and did it. And it's grown quite a bit over time, but it's because of the work he puts in it. I don't see many people grinding like Hayes grinds, right? He's the hardest working man in podcasting, in my opinion. You know, and I mean that, but he's also an excellent host and he's grown in that role. And you can tell if you listen to the first one and you listen now, Hayes is a beast. I mean, he was always naturally gifted, but he's been able to refine those talents. And I think there's no mistake that the show has grown as much as it has over the last 3 years. Congratulations, Hayes. Congratulations to The Awakened Soul and everything else you've done. You know, the Breaks Media and all the connections you've made and all the events that you've spoken at and everything else, man. I'm very, very proud of you. Keep doing your thing. All right. And you know that you always have me whenever you need something, man. I'll be more than happy to step in and help in any way I can. The Awakened Soul, 3 years to forever, ladies and gentlemen. All right. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the third anniversary, 3 years of Soul. Yeah, this one is going to be just a little bit different, just something quick. It's not going to be super long, super, you know, in depth or anything. But I have heard and I have voice recordings from some of the people who mean the most to me in this podcasting game. And, you know, especially like who you heard to start it off. It was important for me to get a recording from Billy Ray Valentine and to start it off with him. I didn't even tell him that I planned to start it off with his voice and his voice be the first one that you hear in the podcast. But just as this is going to be something more reflective, is that there wouldn't be an Awakened Soul if I didn't get inspired by Billy Ray Valentine. And here's what I mean by that is I remember I had did an episode with Billy Ray Valentine and it was us reviewing Monday Night Raw. And it was a night that I think it was just me and him. I think like Bella was busy. And so it was just me and Billy Ray Valentine. And so I don't know if he had already been doing Infinite Fringe for a while or if it's like right when it started. It was the first time he brought it up to me and I went and listened, and that kind of planted the seed in me, right? Because you never know where your inspiration is going to come from. So that planted the seed in my head of like, oh, there you can be in like this wrestling podcasting world and spin out into something way more serious, way more deep. And I still think I didn't start The Awakened Soul for maybe a whole year after that. But that seed got started in my head. Maybe it was like 6 months, but that seed got started and got planted in my head after hearing that and then listening to The Infinite Fringe and like being inspired and being like, damn, he's doing this thing here. It's so different than what we do with podcasting. And so I've always been someone who like I watch everything. I have these thoughts that I feel like are different than what our culture has. And I like having conversations that we don't typically have in our culture publicly. And, you know, it's happening more now that podcasting is taking a bigger stage or whatever. But I still remember that. And because we were like on that episode, we like talked about Roman and like why Roman being booked. Like, I'm not going to get into all of it because I know this isn't a wrestling podcast. But I remember that ideal and that thought so vividly sticking with me when he told me that he was doing something outside of wrestling. And it was like, oh, I got to go listen to this. I listened to it the next day and my wheels got turning immediately. It was like, wow. And not that I wanted to do something like The Infinite Fringe, because I could never do what Billy Ray Valentine does. But it was like, how can I bring all my other interest into doing something that's not just wrestling? And so my podcasting and my passion for it started off in like sports and wrestling so bad that the idea of like starting off with something completely different was like, wow. By the way, what's going on, people? I'm the host, CEO Hayes. This is our third year anniversary episode. This one's going to be a little bit different. If I didn't say that already, now you know. Make sure you go and check out the episode that was posted the day before this. That's more of a normal episode of The Awakened Soul. This is a celebration of the 3 years that we've been in this game. So If that kind of caught you off guard and you're wondering what the hell you're listening to, if this happens to be your first time listening, go and listen to an episode or a couple before this. Go listen to Pieces of Me. But like I said, and this is going to be, I want to say like me in a different way that you heard me on this episode, because you guys have heard and seen basically all sides of me at this point. You've seen the cocky side, the silly side, the conflicted side, the depressed side. I pour it all out on this podcast, right? And so, you're gonna see a little bit different side of me. So we're gonna every time we're gonna like break out. We're gonna hear from someone that I love and respect in podcasting, and then. They're not all podcasters. Some are listeners and just whatever. So we're going to break it down. I'm going to play some clips that we got sent in, and then I'm going to talk and share some insight after those clips are over. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into our first clip. This one is from Stephanie from the Great Pill Podcast, a member of the Breaks Media. Make sure you go and check her out. We're going to go ahead and get into her recording right now.
Hey, this is Stephanie, the visionary with the Great Pill Podcast. And let me first start this introduction off right. So, to Mr. Influential, the king of content, the tyrant of tech, the Spike Lee of podcasting, the red-bearded assassin himself unloading his intellectual clips into our chests on a daily. Happy 3-year anniversary to the Awakened Soul podcast. So, the Awakened Soul has definitely done just that for me. It has challenged my views on life. Also helped me change some of my perspectives, had me to review different ideologies and theories, and has overall made me a better mother, a better friend, a better woman, and just overall a better human being. One of my favorite moments is when I was honored to be a guest on your show and you called me out, which I knew was coming because you're good for calling people out. And you called me out about not wanting to fully identify myself as a creative. Yo, I sat in that verbal ass whooping for about 2 weeks straight, just marinating on it, just thinking it, because what it ended up doing is that it forced me to submit to a title I should be very proud to wear. So it was that blunt honesty that really catapulted my creativity in many things I have coming out this year. So I want to say thank you, Hayes, for being bold, blunt, honest, unapologetic, authentic, raw, passionate, unfiltered, proud, driven, unruly, and most of all, unstoppable in all you do. Forever and always rooting for you to win, and the world definitely hasn't seen anything yet. Continue to be you. Continue to be unapologetic. Continue to talk your shit. And just be open to everything that God has for you to do and the blessings that he's going to bestow upon you. So again, to Mr. Hayes, happy 3-year anniversary to the Awakened Soul.
I just want to go ahead and listen, I'm gonna get to what you said because I got a lot to say about it, but I just want y'all to realize that the music that y'all hearing on here is like 100. Music has always been a big part of the Awakened Soul, right? If you listen to the first episode, while my implementation of music has gotten definitely better over the course of it, music is so a part of me and who I am, and it's part of my soul. And so like when I use different samples and I bring you like stuff that you've never heard before, that is me like giving you my soul in a way. Like, so let's just take a second to just enjoy this beat real quick. All right. Sorry. I love music so much. But first of all, I want to say, like, working with Stephanie on the episode and, like, getting to see her creativity and, like, go from Poetry After Dark to turning into the Gray Pill Podcast and, like, having conversations with her behind the scenes and knowing what she plans on doing with her platform going forward and just the things that she's working on outside of just podcasting as a creative in general. So, like, it means a lot, hearing that from her. And she's somebody who, like, after listening to my episodes, will, like, send me, like, she has notes. She takes notes on it, which is just flattering from somebody who I look at and I, like, just respect so much who and what they are as a creative and just in life. So, you know, that's humbling. But, like, one thing, and you heard it on the episode that dropped yesterday, too, like, with Tia. Like, I call people out when I know that they're not using their gifts, and not in a way like, who am I to say you should be using it this way, but when they're not using it at all and I see it in them and I see the passion that they have for it, it's hard for me not to say something about it. And in the episode that she was a guest on, I didn't, you know, I know I've called it that, like called her out, I've, but it's not even that. It's like, I see it in you and I see what's going on. And I have to say something. Like, it wouldn't be me if I didn't say something about it. Like, and I would never shame anybody if they're like, look, I don't want to do anything creative. I'm done with podcasting. Like with Tia, for example, somebody who like was kind of out of podcasts, wasn't sure how she was going to come back, and I kind of brought her back in. But like with Stephanie, it's like, I see the work that you're doing. You're a creative. Just embrace it. And as the young people say, eat that. And I think that's something that, you know, you'll hear from another person on later on in their recording too. Like, if I care about you, if I truly care about you, then I'm going to speak up when I see that you're sitting on a gift that you have, not necessarily just because of you, not selfishly because I want to hear you talk about certain shit, but because of the people that could get, you could be having people miss out on their blessings by you sitting in on yours. And you know, that's not even to be like religious or whatever, but to see people who have the ability to help people, it's funny, right? Because something that I've noticed over the course of doing the Awakened Soul, like, yeah, I have friends in this game who are in it for, you know, ultimately to make money, ultimately to do whatever. But like, I have so many people that around me have been blessed with the ability to touch and help people. Shout out to Dan on Drugs for one, AJ from What We're Gonna Do, somebody that I mentioned all the time, BJ from Change the Subject, just people from Kiana from Dark Sugar, like just people who have naturally fallen into this creative thing and just have that gift of touching people with what they do. It's a special, special gift. Tanya, who my former co-host on Love Lust and Badass Soul, like her as well, like they just have the ability to touch people in some type of way and either make them smile or affect their emotions in some way. And it's just been a blessing to be able to be surrounded by that many people in a space of just creativity. So Steph, I want to thank you for that. And you know, that's my feelings on that. We're gonna get into our next recording and our next person right after this.
Congratulations on reaching year 3 of the Awakened Soul podcast. Thank you for providing in-depth content that expands our minds and also challenges us to look deep within. Your authenticity and passion shows in every episode, from the production to the wide variety of guests. Keep up the incredible work, and I wish you many, many, many more years.
This is taking me back to like my The Awakened Soul is more of an audio experience than just a podcast days. Like with the, I haven't used this much music in quite a while. Like, I haven't like, and you know, it's funny because, you know, and this all is going to link back to Brooke in a minute, right? It's funny because the way that I started off The Awakened Soul was like all these complicated edits in the middle of episodes and like dropping in this and sound effect here and this music coming in. Then like I did an episode with Fame Black where I like timed like a song he was talking about perfectly and had the song come in, and you know it, and now I use music in a different way than what I did then. Like the music was a character on the podcast, whereas now I think it adds to the story that I try to tell and the message of the podcast more than be a character within the podcast. Usually this episode, the music is definitely a character, but all right. Let me get off that. Brooke is somebody who, because it's funny how like all these clips and stuff that got sent in like reflect a different aspect of the podcast. Brooke is somebody who has helped craft the branding and the look of all of my podcasts, the Breaks Media in general to a certain degree. And so like, I remember my first logo, right? The first logo of The Awakened Soul is me sitting and driving in a car in my like typical hoodie, red hoodie, by the way, like leaning back and like the beard being fully showing, and it was like, that was the, it looked like an album cover, right? But that's kind of, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I really put that together to just do something really quick, like I didn't know what the Awakened Soul was ultimately going to turn into. I didn't even know if I was going to necessarily stick with it. I recorded that first episode just as like a sit down in front of the mic, getting my thoughts out more than just having a fully concept or even branding in mind. And then like Brooke came along and she redid the logo where now we have our Soundwave, which is now looked at as part of the Awakened Soul, that Soundwave type logo. And like I have these conversations with Brooke on branding, on t-shirt designs and everything. And like it's with her that conversations have come up that like really kicked my mind from just being somebody who sat in front of the mic and talked to this true creative that has like all these ideas and thinking how just how things work out. Like, so even though you know, Brooks was a short shout out, and you know, she's somebody who means the world to me, and I point people in her direction all the time. They're like, look, we need an artist, we have this in mind, like go holla at Brooke, Be Current Design. So shout out to her, dope creative within herself. And yeah, that's just kind of the journey of like the imagery. Like, I don't even know if that original logo of the Awakened Soul is even like anywhere anymore. And then we had the Fist logo. Like, we've gone through many different iterations of a logo. I think, you know, it took until the one that we currently have is it's going to be a while before I change it. And even then, I think we're going to stay the same. Maybe you see like slight color scheme shifts or something, I don't know. But I think we've had four different logos, two of which I did, two of which Brooke did. And it's just, you know, we just keep growing, man. I guess that. So like the Awakened Soul logo evolved from me being in the car, right? To then we had like this mic on fire type thing, which then evolved to Brooke's original design, which incorporated the Soundwave type thing. And now we have the logo is like sleek, beautiful design, Soundwave type thing. So it's like that's the evolution of how it grew. So yeah, just great thoughts there. We're gonna go ahead and get into our next recording though. I'll see you guys after that.
Hayes, what's good, man? Chris here, co-host of Cozy with the Rock podcast. I first of all just want to congratulate you on 3 years of just putting out fire dope content consistently, being on your shit. You've been low-key inspiring to me. And the reason I can introduce myself now as Chris, co-host of Cozy with the Rock podcast, is because you've inspired me to start my own shit, you know? And I thank you for that. Two episodes I want to throw at you that really, really resonated with me and inspired me was one you put out last year called The Power of Black Male Vulnerability. That affected me in a way that, like, to this day, it just, like, how I had all these mental blocks on how I was perceived by people around me and what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to raise my son. It was just a dope conversation you had with the two other gentlemen that to this day, you know, I think about moments of that conversation all the time. And the more recent one that I'm gonna throw at you was your Shake Shit Up episode. I told you about this on Twitter, but that whole message of just stepping out and just doing something different, doing what you've been wanting to do in your head, but your whatever reason, you've been blocked by doubt or whatever. Just get out your own way and do shit. I appreciate you for that message, because that hit me home, and here I am today. I just want to appreciate you. Keep putting out fire. I'll be listening. God bless. One.
Shout out to Chris for a couple of different reasons, right? And, you know, in podcasting and in like being a creative and being someone active on social media, you start like when you gain followers and stuff, like you don't always remember where they came from. And I don't remember when Chris first started like following me. I don't remember when he first started like engaging or listening to the podcast. All I remember is like whenever he did show up, like we've had great conversations on the timeline. He's been super supportive. He showed up to live shows for Love, Lust, and Badass Soul. Like, I don't take that stuff for granted, right? Like, because it's still weird and very special and humbling to me that people take time out to listen to me, to show up to shows, to do whatever. Like, that shit is like, I could never have imagined that before I started doing this. And so while I don't remember exactly how me and Chris first started interacting, what I will say is that the two episodes that he mentioned, The Power of Black Male Vulnerability, that was the episode that me, Rome from Hours of Truth, and BJ from Change the Subject, we did together. And that episode was special for me for a couple of different reasons. That's like right when I started using video really effectively. I remember like cutting the trailer together for that. It was like, I think it like that in the episode that I did with Jay from Just Say Words, were like two of the best trailers that I think I've ever cut together. And I did like they actually felt like trailers to like a movie. It felt like in the way that I cut them together. The quality of the video is not as good as like what I do now, but it so that stands out to me for that reason, but also because you have three black men talking about being vulnerable openly for the world to hear. That's not something that it was still felt uncommon to me. And I remember that was after the Get the Fluff Out episode. And so it was when I was really on this thing of like really wanting to hit on deeper subjects and not just float around them anymore, like dig deep in them. And so the fact that that episode resonated with him as a father, as a son, and everything's like that, that is what keeps me going in this game, is that I get interactions from like that from people, and I don't take that ish for granted for nothing. And then something else that he touched on, we'll get into the second episode, which is more recent, but the fact that he is now a podcaster himself, and you know, a lot of people get the idea, especially in quarantine, like, oh, I should start a podcast. So people just think, start a podcast and you know, it's sitting in front of a mic. So we'll get a couple of microphones, we'll record on the computer, it'll be all good. And some people think to record on their phone, whatever. But I've said this before, and I think I said this in a couple episodes ago. He has Cozy with the Rock podcast is probably the best opening podcast, the first episode that I've ever heard in my life, the vulnerability in it, the fact that it's a husband and wife talking, it's amazing. So if I had any part in to help you, like, don't give me any of the credit, but if something I said sparked and was like, let me just go ahead and pull the trigger, thank God, because that is needed. And then the episode that he mentioned other than that is Shake Shit Up, and that's a really recent episode, and I've gotten a lot of response for that one. And you know, I think we all have to shake up our norm from time to time. We have to shake up what we've gotten comfortable in and what's become normal to us so that we can do other things and grow and all that stuff. Like, growth doesn't come from just staying in the same thing and doing it and staying in your comfort zone all the time. So brother, if those episodes have resonated with you, man, then honestly, let me not offend anybody, but then that's who it was meant for. That's who that episode was meant for. And if whoever the other people have gotten something out of the episode, I value you just as much, but if only Chris got something out of the episode, then that made it enough for me, man. And I truly, truly mean that. It's not just words to say that. It's something I really mean. So we're going to get into our next recording. This one is from my brother, JB, somebody who like has been around with me for a very long time. So we're going to get into that recording, and I'll see you guys after that.
What's going on, TAS family? It is your boy, the Prodigal One, JB, here to say congratulations to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. CEO. I'm talking about King Hayes. Shout outs to you, brother. It's crazy. I remember you telling me years ago you wanted to do a solo podcast and it was going to be this sort of passion project for you, and you'll see where it'll go. You know, for those who don't know, we did a wrestling podcast back in the day, but obviously wrestling, it was not something that we were super passionate about. It kind of died away. And Hayes was always talking about doing this quote unquote passion project. So this passion project, look what it has turned into. You know, for those who don't know, my brother is a self-proclaimed alleged introvert, but I knew from day one he'd be fine with this project. Now look, 3 years later, and you've taken your quote-unquote passion project, and you've turned it into something of substance, you know, something of value, and something with meaning. So I commend you. Realize, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast game is not easy. Longevity is not a normal thing. Some people don't even get past 3 episodes, but my guy, my dude, has bulldozed his way past that. So I just want to say, Hayes, I know you like tequila, so go ahead and raise a glass. And for all you out there listening, I want you to raise a glass. If you don't have one, go get one. I'll wait. Get whatever you want. You know, whatever you want to drink, water, alcohol, soda, whatever. I'll wait. And what I want everyone to do is raise their glass. Here's to CEO Hayes. The Awakened Soul Podcast on 3 years and many, 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 many more to come. Salud.
Jesus. That one's definitely special to me because JB, he was there from the wrestling days as well. Me and him basically learned. I think I started podcasting. It was like maybe 3 months before him. So like he's literally seen me struggle through like finding my voice as a host and like my confidence in podcasting and everything. And so, you know, when he tells that story of like my passion project or like this idea and like everything, it means a lot coming from him because he was there and he saw it from the onset, from the beginning, from like me not knowing exactly what the fuck I wanted to do in this game and all of that. So, you know, JB, now my co-host with the Film Frequency podcast. Like I said, that's my brother, man, through and through. Like, and that's outside of podcasting. Like, me and him would be 50 years old talking about, you remember when you used to have that damn podcast and whatever. When podcasting isn't even a thing, like, that's old or whatever. It's looked at as, like, CDs. I'm sure at some point it will be. So, and, you know, it's funny because I know I told the story of, like, how it started and the fact that that seed got really planted in me by listening to The Infinite Fringe, which is Billy Ray Valentine's podcast. But even outside of that, you know, I've honed my abilities as a podcaster through like doing like just like I look at it as like a way of like I slowly built up everything. Like when I first started podcasting with the wrestling podcast, I did not want to be the main host. I feel like I was probably the worst host back then of anyone on that network that we built. And that is because, like, I didn't have, like, my voice and the flow down. And something that I've also realized is, like, the film frequency, for example, is us reviewing film. But it's easy because it's like me and JB just talking. It's not like a formal thing. With, like, even doing the wrestling thing, it's like it was exciting as hell at first. But I got kind of bored with it after a while because I feel like my creativity came out when it's like me presenting different ideas and concepts of my own, not really just reviewing something that happens every week. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I have my opinions on it there, and I wouldn't trade that time for the world, because if it wasn't for that step and for that time, the Awakened Soul wouldn't be here. So I learned audio editing. I learned to host a podcast. I learned that, like, the concept of how to put an episode together and make it sound more cohesive and not just be sitting in front of a mic talking. All that came about from doing that podcast. And so that was like, in a way, it was like it built me up and taught me the basic skills to come in and execute the Awakened Soul very well from the beginning, even though I've gotten much better even since starting the Awakened Soul. Like, those skills that I had. And I used to get so much pointers and like your podcast sounds so professional back then, like episode 1, 2, and 3. And I looking back now, like, how the fuck did anybody think that was professional? But I don't know if it was a professional style sound, but I will say that it did sound well put together. Like, you can understand the ideas behind what I was trying to do back then. And that was because I cut my teeth and took the time from doing the other podcast to get to that point. So, you know, that's my thoughts there on that, man. Shout out to JB as well. Make sure you follow the Film Frequency podcast we do together. He also has another podcast called Cage Theory, which discusses MMA. Make sure you check him out there as well. We're going to get into the next one. I'll catch you guys after this.
So I'm a fairly new subscriber, but I've gone back and I've listened to a lot of your older episodes. It's so crazy how much your sound has evolved over time. I can really tell that you put a lot into effort into each episode to make them an experience for your listeners. I love your content and I appreciate you shining light on topics that aren't always easy to talk about, but I guess that's why you're the content king. Happy anniversary and I wish you many, many more.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey, this is the First Lady, and I want to say congrats to Hayes on 3 years of perfection with The Awakened Soul. And thank you for inviting me to your platform and reaching and teaching as many people as you do. Only greater things from here.
All right, those were Savannah and Tia, aka the First Lady, which she may kill me for saying her actual name, not her podcast name, as she says. And Savannah is somebody who's fairly new to the podcast, as she mentioned. But she definitely reaches out and talks about the episodes as she catches up on them and listens to some. And the fact that, like, she pointed out the sound, right? And, you know, on the full episode this week, I teased that, you know, I'll be talking somewhat about quality here. And so, you know, quality evolves, right? Because I remember thinking on the first episode of The Awakened Soul, I can't even remember, I think I was still using the Yeti at that point, that it just sounded amazing, right? And, you know, it's a USB mic, and I just thought it just sounded great, because again, I was still fairly new to podcasting. I hadn't, like, gotten to, like, the area of professional sound or anything like that. Like, I still didn't know, like, difference between dynamics and condenser mics and XLR. Like, I didn't know really anything looking back at it, but I just thought that it just sounded amazing. And, you know, going back and listening to it, like, it still sounds really, really good. And, you know, humble brag, better than a lot of other podcasts out there that have been around even way longer than that one had been. Like, it was literally first, like, 6 months I was using that microphone and that setup. And something that I knew I wanted very early on in this podcasting thing with this, with The Awakened Soul, was that I wanted a radio type presentation, and to get to that level of audio quality, if at all possible. And through the grace of God, through just being blessed and learning stuff on my own, I think I've perfected the sound at the quality that I want it to be at. How I built a whole studio in my basement with multiple sets and setups and all that good stuff. But you have to take pride in the quality of what you're putting out. And I know for some people, podcasting is just a hobby. And I used to have a different mindset on that, because I took it so seriously that I thought everyone else should. And that's not fair to put my opinions on other people and their creative process. But I think for me specifically, is that the quality has always been very, very big on anything that I do. Hell, I have a fucking $4,000 ass camera that's meant to fucking shoot films, to shoot YouTube videos in this podcast. Now, I'm getting into short films and stuff, and I tried my best to have the short film done by this third year anniversary, but it just wasn't feasible to do with the time and everything. But the quality is just something that, like, I've always taken seriously. Like, I remember back even in the WWPN days, shout out to Jay-Z and Billy Ray Valentine, in those days, that I used to obsess over what I can do to get the best sound quality. None of us, like, knew what we knew now. You know, I think I remember at when I first started, like, the Blue Snowball was just like this heralded mic, and people were like, oh, you should get a Snowball, and that shit sounds shitty as hell to me nowadays. But I take very high, and, you know, sometimes maybe too serious for some, but for me, that's just what's important to me. And that's something that I want to be consistent in, is the way that this podcast sounds. And I take it, I've had blunders over the years. I remember the episode that I did with Adela, a recording artist. It was the first time I actually had, like, a guest that was, like, an actual artist who was signed to a label. And, like, at that time, I think, like, independent rap albums out, like, hers was, like, number 2 on, like, iTunes or something like that. And made this, like, editing blunder where somehow the music didn't dip when it was supposed to, and it was, like, way off, and the episode was up for, like, half the day before I figured it out. I had to take it down and repost it, and luckily I haven't made a mistake that big since then. But, you know, I think for those who really want the best quality, you know, I do my live streams on Saturdays on IG live where I talk about like equipment and stuff like that. And that's because I really cut my teeth doing this and figuring it out and making errors and having issues and, you know, thinking my sound was good and then going back and being like, what the fuck is this? So yeah, it's something that I'm glad that people do notice. It's one of the things outside of the content itself. Like, I always get compliments on how the podcast sounds or how my video looks. And, you know, people saying the clarity and stuff. And that's something that it's important to me. I think anything that I touch, I like to have quality on. And sometimes I'm fucking so anal about it that it drives me crazy and has me up to 2 a.m. and stuff because I'm just trying to perfect this one thing. And I've gotten a little bit off of that some, but you know, it's something that is, I do take seriously. And, you know, podcasters are reaching out to me with equipment ideas. And, you know, that's something that's common in this game, is that people reach out to you as soon as they find out you're a podcast. They want to know what mic you're using, what this, what that, and thinking they're going to get the same sound and everything. And, you know, equipment helps, right? It's a tool, it helps, but you gotta have to learn how to edit. And that's something that, you know, for the longest portion of this podcast, even before the sound now, like the mic I use now, I was using a $20 mic that Dan suggested to me. I used that for like a year and a half, and I just learned how to EQ and stuff based off that. And that's when my sound really, I think, got to studio level, and people like were so surprised to hear that it was like a $20 mic. Now I've upgraded since then just because I wanted to take it a bit further. I think I finally settled on a mic that not only that I'm love the quality that it produces and the crispness, but it sounds good on my voice. And not every mic sounds good on everyone's voice as well. Like, that's something that I had to learn too. Just because one mic works for somebody doesn't mean it's going to work for you and your voice the same way that it works for them and their voices. So, you know, I was lucky enough to like have that focus early on and be able to execute it, and I've learned how to execute it over the years. And so, yeah, I'm really proud of that. Thank God. Thank you for shouting that out, Savannah. Shout out to Savannah, who was the cookie of the week on Love Lesson Badass O this week. And then we also heard from my co-host, my partner in crime, my business partner, a lady, all right, aka Tia. I'm gonna get in trouble for keep calling her by her actual name, but like, me and Tia have known each other for 6 years. 6 years we've known each other, even before the Waking Soul or anything like that. Like, and even though we've known of each other and knew each other a little bit, like once I started the Awakened Soul, like, we would talk about podcasting, and sometimes she would reach out with equipment ideas, and she was doing Crown 360 at the time. And then when she left that and started on her own, we started talking about her equipment more, and like, that relationship just built naturally. And now, like, we are partners with Love Lust and Badass Soul and building that brand and that business, and her and Lady Haven. And, you know, we got some other stuff that we talked about recently that'll be coming out. And, you know, it's always say, like, I've built some, as someone who, you know, and JB kind of called me out this, I've been an introvert so much in my life. And, you know, I've had like the same circle of friends before podcasting forever. Like, my best friend Brian, me and him have been friends for like 18 years at this point. And, you know, so to get into like creative circles and then like build actual genuine friendships, the way that I have, like, over the internet, and then, you know, some people that I've had, like me and AJ, from What We Gonna Do, you heard me shout him out earlier, we've never been in the same room yet, unfortunately. Even when I was in Dallas, we didn't really get a chance to link up and do anything, but that'll come at some point, I'm sure. But, you know, it's just crazy to think me and Dan never been in the same room. So that's just what, you know, and to see Tia grow also as a creative and now as an entrepreneur and business owner, has just been amazing to know her along that journey. And to think that all came from fucking podcasting, it's really, really wild. It's crazy.
Hi, congrats on the 3-year anniversary. I wanted to say that your work does not go unseen. You are amazing by providing the content that we all need to hear. One of the episodes that resonated with me the most was episode 101. I believe that was for Mother's Day, in which you interview your mom and you just took time to thank her, and realizing that a lot of the things that you are or do now is because of her, especially your work ethic. I definitely related there. After the episode, I called my mom and thanked her, and she was probably so thrown off, like, why are you calling me at 11 o'clock at night? But it definitely resonated with me. So many times we take our parents for granted or don't even tell them how much we appreciate them because, you know, we get in the hustle and bustle of time. But this episode, it was just awesome to hear you connect with your mom. And it made me grateful for my mom and everything that she's done for me. And later on, I wish and hope that my kids are going to be able to realize everything that I do for them. So thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing. Everything that you're doing, we all see it and appreciate you for it. So congrats. Happy 3 years.
You know, it's amazing, like, when I think about the episodes of this podcast that have included members of my family, right? Shout out to, you know, my dad, my mom, my sisters. My kids have all appeared on one episode or another, even Alan with his crazy butt. And, you know, it's I think in that's like me at my most vulnerable, right? Because I can be CEO Hayes, the King Hayes, the content king, whenever I flip on a mic and be that, right? But when you bring in your family and the people who helped formed who you are and who you become, it, like, all that kind of goes away, right? Like, and you just become you. Like, that's my Cordero moments. That's the moments that I bring people from my life. Keo, who just was that last voice recording, having her on Love Less Than Badass Soul. Like, so when you bring in, like, the people who you love and the people who are around you and the people who get to see you every day, like, that's just like it peels away. You know, she mentions the episode of my mom and me thanking my mom for everything. It's funny because I'm more like my dad than my mom by far, but like seeing my parents in the way that in the different things they are, I see what aspects of them of each that I took, like the way that my dad processes things and thinks about things, and you know how the way he processes emotion, and like I learned all that from my dad, but like there's so much like of my instincts that come from my mom. And you know, having her, I remember like asking her to do that episode. I was like, she's never gonna do this, and she was just like, yeah, I'll do it, like let me know the time and what I need to do. And it was like, wow. And then I, you know, my mom was on first. And then my dad was on, because I think after like having my mom on, my dad was like, all right, yeah, I mean, I kind of have to do it now, right? You already had your mom on. So, you know, having my parents on the podcast specifically was important to me, because this whole thing wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for the way that they raised me. You know, like I said, I like to think that I see the world differently than a lot of people, especially my age and everything, but I've got to see a lot, right? Like I grew up overseas, for a big portion of my life, and not even just like living overseas. Like my parents made sure that we were cultured people and that we had, a different upbringing. Right. And, and you know, it was important for me to have them on. My mom means the world to me. My dad means the world to me. His birthday was just a few days ago, actually, too. And so about a week ago after by the time this episode is dropping. So it's important to have, you know, I couldn't do this podcast without having my family on, because like as much as I talk about like my dark and twisted crazy ass mind, seeing all sides of me, this being my therapy, I would have to have them on for that to be so. Xavier is going to be on again. The episode with Amaya, I think, is my favorite thing I've done creatively, period. That episode, more like than different, with Amaya is like, I don't know, it's special to me, not just because it's my daughter, but because it's that conversation is not one that a lot of parents have, I think. And so those are definitely my favorite. So yeah, it's crazy. But enough about that. We're wrapping up now. We're getting to the end of this. I saved the best for last. My anyone who follows me knows that I have a good friend, Bonnie Renee, lover of romance, addicted to romance. And I another one like Cozy. I'm not sure how she found. I think she found Love Less Than Badass Soul first and then The Awakened Soul. Don't get me to lying or not remembering that correctly. But since then, she's like been like not only my biggest supporter, but a friend and someone who like generally reaches out and does wellness checks. And we talk and have had like conversations about life. And, you know, I really appreciate her, and I saved her for last, not only because she has the one of the longer recording sent in, but it's one of the most meaningful because I know the level in which she watches and that she's seen, and that, like, I think we've been connected for now about a year and a half, and, you know, it's great. And when she sent it in, I was like, you know what, I like this, and it's fitting that she would be the one to send that in. So I'm gonna get into playing that now, and then that's going to be it for this anniversary. I want to thank everybody for following along and, you know, following this journey, and continue keeping me lifted and continue to be supportive and continue to like check out and just help the podcast grow. And this thing isn't going anywhere anytime soon. I haven't run out of a single idea. I have like so much stuff planned and stuff going into like year four and 2021 and things that I want to do. And I say it all the time, and I don't mean this lightly. This has saved my life in a way. I started doing the Awakened Soul at a period in my life where I felt like I didn't have a lot of stuff that was just for me, or just mine, or just like an outlet. And so it's really become that in so many different ways. And it just really, really means a lot, this podcast and what it means to people, and the fact that people really like it as well. Just, it means a lot to me. So thank you guys. As much as this is a celebration of the podcast, it's a celebration of you guys, the listeners as well. Thank you for 3 years and following me along that journey. This has been it. We're going to go ahead. We're going to cut to Miss Renee, and then we're going to go home. I will see you lovely and beautiful people next week for the full episode of The Awakened Soul. Let's love each and every one of you guys. Peace.
This is Renee from Addict of Romance, and I just wanted to do a little shout out to CL Hayes and The Awakened Soul. I have admired this podcast for quite a long time, and I discovered it a little over a year ago. And when I first started listening, I actually did it probably the opposite of what most people do. I started at the first episode and then worked my way to his more current ones. And I'm not really sure why I did that. Sometimes I do that, and I just do it because I don't even know why, because I'm weird. But I did it, and I'm so glad that I did it, especially with this podcast, because there is so much growth and so many incredible episodes that he has done over the length of this whole podcast. And seeing that growth and seeing what he's actually been able to do with The Awakened Soul is so inspiring to, I think, so many of us that listen to him every single week, or even once a month, or however much you listen to him, because there is realism and relatability in listening to what he talks about. Because what is incredible about this man is he will talk about any topic. He does not shy away from the difficult subjects that we should all be talking about more, because they do affect us every single day. And I find that so incredible that he is willing to address those. He is willing to talk about things that really matter to him and relay them to his audience in such a vibrant way that you just feel everything that he is talking about. And you may not agree with him on every single thing, because I don't agree with him on every single thing. But I respect him, and I respect his perspective so much, because I know it comes from the heart. I know it comes from his soul. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of his podcast, is you know it's real, and you connect with that real perspective, because it sparks something within you at the same time. And I do want to talk about probably two of my favorite episodes from him. He has done so many good ones, so it's really, really hard to pick. But there were two that really spoke to me and really helped change my perspective and how I looked at these topics very, very differently in a lot of ways. So the first one was white privilege, and this was a panel discussion. Both of these episodes were actually panel discussions, and he brought in, like, I believe four different people to talk about white privilege. He put on voice recordings of different people's thoughts on whether white privilege is real or not real, or what the perspective was actually there. And the opinions he brought on into this panel were people that had differing opinions on white privilege. And it was so elemental because it showed that, one, people can still have open-minded discussions and not hate each other, which is actually becoming rare somehow today. I mean, I don't know how that's happened, how we've lost respecting different people's views, but somehow it has. And so I really appreciate these type of episodes where it shows that people can have real conversations about things that affect us every single day, and we can respect each other, and we can respect views, and we can have these open-minded discussions, and being able to learn something along the way of having that discussion. And in that discussion, I found some things that were so connecting. And talking about white privilege, whether or not it exists or not, was something that all of us can connect to in some form or fashion. And so I really found the conversation so enlightening, and I respect every single one on that panel because of them being honest about their views and not shying away from something that can be very explosive for some people. So I really admired the honesty and the real perspectives of just being upfront about their views and how they viewed it and why they viewed it, their reasoning and their logic behind their views on that topic. The second one was toxic masculinity. And this is something that spoke really real to me because I feel like this is something we do not address, not nearly enough. We do not address the dangers of feminism today and the dangers of not valuing men. Men are the rock of society. They are. And that conversation almost had me in tears, honestly, because it helped me realize what men go through and the struggle that they are in and how, as women, we should be appreciating them more. And that just really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. And not that I go out of my way to not appreciate the men in my life, but it helped me realize I should be appreciating them more than I was currently at the time. Because there is so much on their shoulders, so much pressure all the time. I mean, as women, we can't really understand it. And especially with them viewed in the way that they are viewed now today, it just helped me realize how incredible men are. And these two episodes were so riveting. And I could not get enough. Those conversations were not long enough. An hour was just not enough. But I loved every single minute of those conversations and seeing the connectivity of to real human emotions and feelings that we all feel every single day. And this is what Hayes does, and he does it in such an incredible fashion, and he does it in every single one of his episodes. It's real, and it vibrates something that comes from a real deep place. It comes from his heart. It comes from his soul. And that is something that I admire so much. I admire so much of what he has been able to accomplish with this podcast and with all the growth that he's been able to do. And he's very humble about it. way more humble than I think he should be. He should be proud of what he's accomplished. And I hope he realizes what an incredible man he is. And the path that he's on, he is going to accomplish great things. And I hope he reaches for the stars, because he deserves that, because he works his heart and soul out for this podcast, because he has a deep passion and love for it. And he loves being able to connect and to relay these type of messaging and points, talking points that really connect so much with us. Because when you have someone so genuine and sincere, it just connects you in a way. And a lot of us, you know, I mean, as listeners, we probably will never, you know, meet the host or anything like that. But it just allows us a moment of inspection, of personal inner inspection, see where we're at, you know, and help us reflect on ourselves and reflect on our growth and where we're going in life and where we want to go and where success actually is. And talking and realizing about issues that really do affect us every single day that we may not realize or we may not understand, and we may not agree even, but it helps us think more deeply. And that is something that we as human beings should be doing way more than we do most of the time. And so I highly appreciate all that this man has accomplished with this podcast, and I am beyond thrilled for him, and I hope he celebrates in the way that he deserves. Thank you.
Everything come back around full circle. Why do lies sound pleasant but the truth hurtful? Everybody gotta cry once in a while, but how long will it take for you smile? This is that come back to life shit. My niggas pick me up and we gon' light the city up as if the sun had the night shit. And paint the town red for my nigga found dead too soon. Yeah. To the left of that decimal, I need 7 figures to play the joint. Turn up your decibels, P-Pie decimator joint. Check out my projects like them workers that section 8 appoints. And you'll see how I flip like exclamation points. My niggas shoot first as if they never played the point. More two guards, enough straps to fill for a U-Haul. More depth than World War II calls around these parts. We put a brown just to drown these thoughts of black corpses in county morgues. Lord, those images haunting. I ain't been asleep yet. It's 10 in the morning. I'm sending a warning. A problem with me is like the BET Hip Hop Awards. I'm starting to see you niggas don't want it. I'm sick of this flaunting from niggas I know for sure ain't got more dough than cold trash rappers. Ass backwards trying to go toe to toe. We laugh at you. Staff strapped up on top the totem pole to blast at you. Bassmasters, look how they total pole. Got to know the ropes and a protocol, or they gon' for show blow your clothes half off like a promo code. Made a little tune called Folding Clothes, and a nigga still ain't on the fold under pressure. Well, you know what cold do. Make a diamond, they just rhyming me, I'm quoting gold. One phone call gets you canceled like a homophobe. In this PC culture, dress me as the GOAT like they call Chief Keith Sosa. In my section, no, like a fucking three-piece sofa. I'm known as the chosen one. Under their body lay frozen, that's how it goes sometimes. When niggas wearing coke and not the pros and cons. Well, I ain't with that sleeping underground like a gopher, so I go for mine. Everything come back around full circle. Why do lies sound pleasant but the truth hurtful? Everybody gotta cry once in a while, but how long will it take for you smile? This is that come back to life shit. My niggas pick me up and we gon' light the city up.